नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 6 चैप्टर 4 Take text 8. It's a very small purport, so we'll read 8 together, and then I'll read 9. Aha Prajapati Patir Bhagavatam. I'm sorry, Bhagavan Harir Avya Vanaspatin Osadish Cha Sasar Jojam Isham Vibhu Aho Prajapati Pati Bhagavan Hariravyayaha Vanaspatim Osadischa Sasar Jojam Isham Vibhu Aho Prajapati Pati Bhagavan Hariravyayaha Vanaspatin Osadischa Sasarjajam Isham Vibhu Aho Prajapati Patir Bhagavan Hariravyayaha Vanaspatin Osadischa Sasa Georgiam Isam Vibhu. Aho Prajapati Patir. Vanayavivam. Napatindasischa. Sasa Georgiam Isam Vibhu. Aho Prajapati Patir. Bhagavan Hariravyayaha Aste Mosadhischa Sahajorjam Isham Vibhu To Prajapati Patir Bhagavan Hariravyaya Vanaspatim Osadhischa Sasarjorjam Isham Vibhu Matajis. Aho Prajapati Patir. Anhari Ravyaya. Napadim Sadhischa. Sajoja Sambibu. Aho Prajapati Patir. Anhari Ravyaya. Vanaspatim Osadhischa Sarjojam Idam Vibhu Aho Prajapati Patir Bhagavan Hariravyaya Vanaspatim Osadhischa Sasarjojam Isham Vibhu Aho Alas Prajapati Pati. The Lord of all the Lords of created beings, Bhagavan Hari, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Hari Avyaya, indestructible, Vanaspatim, the trees and plants. Osadi, the herbs. Cha, and. Sasarja, created. Urjam, invigorating. Isham, food. Vibhu, the Supreme Being. Translation, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Hari, is the master of all living entities, including all the Prajapatis, such as Lord Brahma. Because he is the all-pervading and indestructible master, he has created all these trees and vegetables as eatables for other living entities. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Soma, the predominating deity of the moon, reminded the Prajapatis that this vegetation had been created by the Lord of Lords to provide food for everyone. If the Prajapatis tried to kill them off, their own subjects would also suffer, for trees are also required for food. Text number 9. Anam charna acharahi aparapara charinam ahasta hasta yuktanam dviparam chacharusparam. Translation: by nature's arrangement, fruits and flowers are considered the food of insects and birds. Grass and other legless living entities are meant to be food for the four-legged animals like cows and buffalo. Animals that cannot use their front legs as hands are meant to be the food of animals like tigers, which have claws, and four-legged animals like deer and goats, as well as food grains, are meant to be the food of human beings. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. By nature's law, or the arrangement of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one kind of living entity is eatable by other living entities. As mentioned in herein, dviparam chacharuspada, the four-legged animals, charuspada, as well as food grains, are eatable for human beings, dviparam. These four-legged animals are those such as deer and goats, not cow, which are meant to be protected. Generally, the men of higher classes of society, the Brahmins, Kshatriyas, and Vaishyas, do not eat meat. Sometimes Kshatriyas go to the forest to kill animals like deer because they have to learn the art of killing, and sometimes they eat the animals also. Sudras too eat animals such as goats. Cows, however, are never meant to be killed or eaten by human beings. In every Shastra, cow killing is vehemently condemned. Indeed, one who kills a cow must suffer for as many years as there are hairs on the body of a cow. Manu Samhita says, Pravritir Eshabhutanam Nivritas Tu Mahapala. We have many tendencies in this material world, but in human life one is meant to learn how to curb those tendencies. Those who desire to eat meat may satisfy the demands of their tongues by eating lower animals, but they should never kill cows who are actually accepted as the mothers of human society because they supply milk. The Shastra especially recommends Krishi Goraksha, the Vaisi section of humanity, should arrange for the food of the entire society through agriculture activities and should give full protection to the cows, which are the most useful animals because they supply milk to human society. Anam charanam acharahya parapara charinam ahasta hasta yuktanam dviparam chacharusparam. By nature's arrangement, fruits and flowers are considered the food of insects and birds. Grass and other legless living entities are meant to be the food of the four-legged animals like cows and buffalo. Animals that cannot use their front legs as hands are meant to be the food of animals like tigers, which have claws, and four-legged animals like deer and goat, as well as food grains, are meant to be the food of human beings. Om Agyanatminandasya Jananjana Shalakaya Chaksur Unmilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namah. I was born in the darkness of ignorance of my spiritual master. Open my eyes with the torchlight of knowledge. I offer my respectful obeisances to his lotus feet. So herein, the instruction is given that one living entity is foodstuff for another. What is that verse in the Srimad Bhagavatam? Ahastini sahastanam apadani chaduspadam palguni tratra mahatam jivo jivasya jivanam. Ahastani, those that don't have hands are food for sahastanam. Hastani, sahastanam, apadani, chaduspadam. Those without legs are food for the chaduspadam, four-legged. Palguni, the weak, palguni, tatra mahatam, are the subsistence of the strong. And the rule holds, apadani chaduspadam, palguni tatra mahatam, jivo, jivasya jivanam. One living entity is foodstuff for another. This is the nature of this world. And Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita that he will accept a fruit, flower, water, if we will offer to him nicely. But especially Krishi Goraksha Vanijam Vaisya Karma Sobhavajam. There's no need to eat meat in this day and age. We've often told the practical that when we introduced our son, played what you call fullback for Hamilton High School. And at that time, he was bigger than now, a few years older now. He was 5'7", 195 pounds. And he was one of the co-captains of the team, you'll be happy to know. And the coach couldn't understand, what do you feed this kid? Because he told everyone he's vegetarian, Krishnatarian. He eats rice and dal, little chickpeas and lots of curd and tofu in the sabji. He never ate meat. They couldn't figure out. He's mean. He's very tough. He's big. He's ornery. And he's totally vegetarian. They have no understanding that they have. They think, even my mother wrote me, now that you're vegetarian, what will you eat? Peas and carrots? They can't figure out, what did you, vegetarian? What do you eat? Seaweed? They have no idea the wonderful dishes, vegetarian dishes, that are so tasty and succulent. Food that is drunk, food that is licked up, food that is sucked and swallowed. I forget all of the... So many delectable dishes made from vegetarian cuisine. There's no need to eat any animals. They had one group I was saying last week we went to. They have 21 tenets. One of the tenets is not to do harm to animals. So I said, oh, that's very nice. So you're all vegetarian? They said, no, but we try not to hurt animals at all. We're like kind. We keep dogs and cats and pets around. And we're very nice to them, but we eat the cow. We eat everything else. Be kind to animals. Eat them, and that's our kindness. I couldn't figure out what they're talking about. So this is one of the biggest tenets of understanding spiritual life. Because people's heads are filled up with eating meat, they can't understand the finer issues of spirituality. Sometimes even in my country, they call them meatheads. Because their heads are filled up with other living entities, especially the meat from the cow, they can't fathom what it means to sit and chant. They can't fathom what it means to practice austerities and penances. They can't fathom. They have no attraction to things that are in the mode of goodness and purified goodness. So first thing is, when people come to Krishna consciousness, we tell them, no meat, no fish, no eggs. Of course, no intoxication, no gambling, no illicit connection. But first thing, you have to. Prabhupada even said that you can still be considered my devotee unless you go away and eat meat. If you eat meat, then you're no longer my disciple, Prabhupada said. So, we should be very careful that nowadays in the human society, in Western society especially, people are very fond of eating all kinds of delicacies we can't mention in front of saintly persons and the deities. And they delight in that type of sense gratification and couldn't go on if they couldn't eat in that fashion. But they don't know what great prasadam is available. Of course, that's why we have our Govindas everywhere. We have such a debt. Srila Prabhupada has taught us this Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, Chaitanya Charitamrita. We have such a debt to pay him back for understanding the principles of Vedic culture, for understanding that no, eating meat is unnecessary, unhealthy, and spiritually devastating. We have a great debt, just like long ago in the history of the Vedas, when Sita was taken away by Ravana, Ram and Lakshman were in the forest trying to figure some clue as to where was Sita. And they were given a hint, I think, by Old Eagle, Sampati, that you go to the Vanaras, those that live in the forest, the monkeys of the forest, the Vanaras. They can help you. So Ram went there. He found specifically this Sugriva, who was the leader of the rebel monkeys. Story goes that he was the great servant of his brother Bali, who was the king of the monkeys, elder brother of Sugriva. And one day in the kingdom of Kishkinda, Bali went to fight one ferocious demon. And they went in one big cave. When they went there, Bali told his younger brother, Sugriva, just guard the cave here. I'm going to defeat this demon. Guard the cave so that no other person can come and harm us. So Sugriva was following his brother's order, the king of the Vanaras, who was the in charge of all of the residents of Kishkinda. And the fighting went on for a long, long time, about over a year. And at the end of that time, there was some great howling Sugriva heard. And he thought it was the voice of his brother, Bali. And he could see blood flowing out of the cave. So out of fear, he took a big boulder and closed off the cave because he thought the demon would come and harass everyone else. He had already harassed and killed Bali. Sugriva closed off the cave, went back to Kishkinda, and told all the residents what had happened. They were all shocked and stunned, and they made Sugriva their leader, king of the monkeys. What actually had happened, though, Bali had defeated the demon, and by putting the boulder there, Bali was locked inside of the cave. So Sugriva began to rule the kingdom, thinking that Bali was gone. Bali slowly began beating on the boulder to get out of the cave. When he finally came out, and saw that Sugriva had, in his mind, usurped the kingdom of Kishkindha, he immediately had him arrested, threw him out of the kingdom, stole his wife, took away his wife. He pleaded with him, Sugriva, that I thought you were gone. I was just trying to do what was best. And Bali didn't believe him. He thought he was a bad brother. And therefore he banished him to the forest. Later when Ram came and met with Sugriva and Hanuman, Sugriva told the story. Ram agreed, I will go back to this Kishkindha and we will destroy Bali, but you have to help me find my Sita. I know you can help me. You are king of the monkeys, Sugriva. So Ram had kept his promise. Ram went after they made great friendship. And he destroyed Bali. Sugriva was made the king of Kishkindha. And the rainy season ensued. So they decided to wait to the end of the 4 months of the rainy season. It's known as Chaturmasya. In India, there's usually rain for 4 months, the rainy season. And the great saints and sages practice severe austerities. Chaturmasya, we also follow Chaturmasya by refraining from certain items every month of the rainy season. Long time ago, they used to, during the rainy season, they say the gopis wanted to get Krishna as their husband. They worshipped the goddess Katyayani, and they were told to only eat Havishan, and Krishna would become their husband. Havishan being the rice and mung bean fused together, boiled together with no spices. So the sadhus would also follow this Chaturmasya, 4 months, and eat rice and mung bean only for 4 months. Great austerity and penance. Human life is meant for tapo divyam putrakayena sadyam, transcendental austerity. So Ram, during the rainy season, was waiting. At the end of the rainy season, this Sugriva had become filled up with sense gratification. He took over the harem of Bali. He was drinking every night and living among so many women vanaras. And when Ram said, okay, the rainy season is up, let's go look for Sita. Sugriva was like, what? Sita who? I promised you what? And you are who? So Lakshman went there and said, the same arrow that killed Bali will kill you, Sugriva. You are absorbed in your sense gratification here in your kingdom, thinking that you're so big and mighty. You made a promise. You owe a debt to Ram. And he was at first, I really don't know what you're talking about. Finally, one of his wives, who had been the wife of Bali, Tara, told him, no, listen, do whatever Ram says, you owe him. Send out the monkeys to look for Ram. You're in an intoxicated state. So this is our condition also. Sugriva finally agreed, sent out the monkeys in every direction. And of course, Hanuman found Sita there in Sri Lanka, in the kingdom of Ravana, and Ram proceeded to go there and defeat the monkey, the Ravana Rakshasa army with the monkeys and bears. So this is our situation too. Srila Prabhupada came and he made a pact with the monkeys and the chiefs of the monkeys that, yes, I'll deliver you. I'll make you Krishnatarian. I'll help you to advance in spiritual life. I'll give you Krishna. I'll give you sadhana bhakti. I'll give you service. But you have a debt to spread Krishna consciousness all over the world. Prabhupada would often say, I'm an old man. I may leave at any time. But you are all young men and women. Spread this Krishna consciousness movement far and wide. Prabhupada gave us a mission, a great mission, the Sankirtan mission, to spread book distribution, kirtan, prasadam, and the culture of Krishna. But if, like Sugriva, we get absorbed in our sense gratification and think, well, that was for the Prabhupada disciples, or Prabhu, I'm really busy, I'm working, trying to support a family, for crying out loud. Is anything wrong with that? I'm trying to maintain my body. If we think in the way of Sugriva, he was intoxicated all day, laying in bed in his harem, the Ramayana states. And they said, Ram is here, he wants you to fulfill his promise. He said, Ram who? I can't remember. Ram? Do I know Ram? He had promised. So we have also promised. We, the monkeys of this forest of material enjoyment, the monkeys of Kali Yuga, Prabhupada had to come, he used monkeys. If we actually analyze, we are not very advanced human beings. Mostly, Prabhupada even said himself, we have had to accept from all the tuppies and puppies. Not very advanced personalities. Papis means sinful. And tapis, Prabhupada was saying, I believe, false renunciates, hippies. The tapis and the papis. We've had to accept. Monkeys, literally. Not too many, Prabhupada said, we haven't had too many Dr. Swarup Damodars. Only few. Mostly monkeys. So, if we, like Sugriva, think that, well, that was for the 70s, Prabhu, this is now, and we don't think that we have a great debt to Srila Prabhupada to fulfill his mission, that every man and woman in the United States gets book, for instance, to fulfill his mission of spreading the Krishna consciousness movement far and wide. And if we think that our life is meant for sense gratification, then, like Bali, we'll be destroyed. Our spiritual life will be destroyed by the arrow of Ram. Our advancement will be stunted. But if we're brought to good sense, like Sugriva was by Tara, after Lakshman had come and preached to him, that yes, we have a great debt. We should work with heart and soul. Be serious and sincere, working with heart and soul to somehow or other, Jaina Kena Prakarena, push on the Samkirtan movement in the mood of Srila Prabhupada. And use my life and soul for that mission, like Hanuman and the other Vanaras did. Angada, Hanuman, Sugriva, they all went to south and did everything they could to retrieve Sita, to fulfill the mission of Ram. If we use all of that, our life force, to fulfill the mission of Srila Prabhupada, then like the Vanaras, servants of Lord Ram Chandra, like Hanuman, will be blessed with great spiritual advancement and great opportunity for associating with Srila Prabhupada and returning to the spiritual world. Otherwise, if we think in our sense gratification that, well, that's not really for me, somebody else can spread book distribution, somebody else can go on Harinam, somebody else can push on the Krishna consciousness movement, I've done my part. Like Sugriva was thinking, I can relax now. I've got my household situation. I'm comfy. Then we have to suffer the consequences of Ram and Lakshman's anger. So this is our battle to spread the Sankirtan mission. And if we take it up with heart and soul, then like the monkeys, servants of Lord Ramchandra, will become very happy and successful in our mission of life. Any questions or discussion? Yes, sir.
Meat for sale. It's kind of easy to recognize. Okay, you don't eat beef, you don't eat chicken, fish, eggs. But there's a lot of products that appear to be vegetarian that may have, you know, you study the label, like I was looking at some yogurt and it said kosher gelatin. What is this kosher gelatin?
Oi.
Huh? The hoofs of horses.
Yikes.
So.
It's very difficult in Kali Yuga. And therefore, it's best just to eat Krishna Prasadam that's cooked at the temple. And trust that the cooks know what they're doing here. Hopefully. Hopefully. But even if you drink, they went to Srila Prabhupada and said, Srila Prabhupada, in the milk is cod liver oil, vitamin D. We found out it's cod liver oil. And Prabhupada said, what can we do? It's Kali Yuga. Everything is polluted. It's very difficult. And therefore, best that we should be as organic as possible. Prabhupada wanted the milk products to come from our farms, our Krishna conscious farms. And Banabhate is going to be doing that very soon. He's starting a big farm project and will provide milk for all the temples. Are you ready? He is. So just stick with Banabhate and the devotees and only eat no halal, no kosher, no. We're not interested.
And in the meantime, read the labels. There was one person in this community, I won't name any names, who thought, well, you know, Breyer's vanilla is okay for devotees, but this French vanilla is probably better than regular vanilla. Let me buy that. But he didn't realize that French vanilla has eggs in it. That means read the labels before you buy anything. If you read the labels, then you won't make those kind of mistakes.
Sometime I think they went out and got yogurt-covered peanuts. And someone offered it to me, and I thought, oh, those are nice. And then another devotee, I can't remember, told me, oh, no, don't eat. I said, why? He said, they make the glaze with insects. Some kind of... I couldn't even imagine, but you can't eat it. So in Kali Yuga, it's very difficult. We went to one program not too long ago, and they said, oh yeah, this is all vegetarian here. So I filled up on, I thought was scrambled tofu. They said it's vegetarian. I said, boy, that looks familiar. From years and years and years ago. And I said, what is this? They said, it's scrambled eggs. What do you think it is? I said, but you put on it vegetarian. They said, yeah, it's not meat. So in Kali Yuga, what to speak, they don't even know what vegetarian is. They said, oh no, it's not vegan, but it's vegetarian. They have no idea what vegetarian is. We even met one man. He had got initiated by another Sampradaya, not our ISKCON Sampradaya. And we were talking about his kirtan. And in his kirtan, we had a lot of people there in New England. I said, you always get this many people? He said, no, you're in town. A lot of people came. He said, we used to get more people. I said, when was that? He said, well, you know how we have khichdi and chai now? I used to have khichdi and wine. And we'd get like 50, 60 people would come because we'd have khichdi and wine. And I said, well, you can't do that. He said, no, no, I'm gradually, I'm stopping these things. And he travels and sells to different places, health food stores. So I said, you must have a hard time when you're traveling, being vegetarian. He said, well, I'm almost there. And in this other Sampradaya, he was initiated. And he said, I still like to eat at Long John Silver's, which is fish. I was trying to explain to him that we're devotees. We don't do that. We don't drink wine. We don't eat fish. We don't eat chicken. We have some principles in life. So Kali Yuga is so nasty that people barely understand the principle of vegetarianism. They have no mercy for the animals. They barely understand cleanliness because they're having illicit affairs at every step of the way. They can't have any austerity because they're taking intoxications. Everyone. Legally. I was walking on Venice Beach on the boardwalk, and a guy said to me, hey man, your left leg is bigger than your right. I said, no, I have a limp because I have some nerve problem in my left foot. He said, oh, we could take care of that. Come right in here, $75, we'll get you a license, and you'll be fine. You don't even feel your legs. I said, but how do you know I need that? He said, we'll take care of you. The doctor's right here. And for $75, I could have gotten hooked up and I wouldn't even feel my legs anymore. I'd be floating down the boardwalk. This is Kali Yuga. That there's no austerity and penance because of intoxication. And because of eating meat in everything, there's no mercy. There's no cleanliness because of illicit connection. And what's the last? Because of gambling, there's no truthfulness. So Prabhupada came to establish those things. Let's pay him back in a very big way. All glories to Sri Gauranga.